this has come from is the massive problem now that Japanese knotweed is, and I know that coming from South Wales, but if you look at places like Cornwall, if you look at the whole of the southwest, in fact, you have this problem with this weed. It's an invasive Japanese weed that people, I think, will be familiar with because you see it on the side of railways, British Waterways properties, and it causes damage to the tune of about £150 million every single year, ripping it up, cutting it down, treating it with chemicals. It's a real huge problem. It's listed by the World Conservation Union as one of the top 100 worst invasive species that we have globally.
And so releasing this creature, this tiny insect, what difference will that make?
Right, well, this little creature called, and excuse my Latin, please, my apologies in advance, Aphalara itadori. It's a tiny little bug, a psyllid it's known as, and it's a natural predator of the Japanese knotweed back home in Japan. It particularly targets Japanese knotweed, and it weakens it. Doesn't destroy it, but it weakens it to the extent that the treatment of it and the hacking back and the eradication of it becomes a lot, lot easier. So potentially a lot less cost, a lot less damage. And the sort of damage that this plant does is it literally cracks paving slabs, moves railway lines and so on. So this little insect can weaken it to such an extent that the treatment of it and the eradication can be done much, much easier. But we're not going ahead with a whole-scale release. We've been testing it now in the UK for, well, probably around a year and more within laboratory conditions on about 90 different UK plant types, including plants that are quite similar to the family, the genus of knotweed, to see whether this insect would affect any of our native plants. And the good news is that it hasn't. But what we're doing now is going to the next stage. We're under very closely protected sites. We see in a real environment whether it does an equally good job of weakening the knotweed, but again, without actually affecting our own plants. So it's not a whole-scale rollout. It's now some test sites around the UK to see if it works out in the open air.
And how long before we know whether it will be safe enough to roll out across the cold country?
We could be looking at around a year, 18 months. And that's not a long time in the big scheme of things, particularly when we've been living with this horrendous invasive species now for the last few decades, and it's getting more and more prevalent. So if we are fortunate enough to have found part of the way forward with this little insect, Aphalara itadori, that can help us treat this, then maybe in 12 or 18 months, we'll have some idea as to whether we can use this on a wider scale within the UK. But we have to make sure, first of all, that it doesn't cause any problems.